Test 67, Section 2, Question 15. Now, this one says, we're looking for the principle that would justify this. So this is a principle strengthened question. So we're going to look for a big if-then that would help the argument. It is wrong for medical researchers to keep their research confidential, even if the companies would like them to do that. If research isn't shared, then the development may be delayed, and thus humans may suffer unnecessarily. So the conclusion is, it's wrong to keep research confidential. The evidence is treatments could be delayed and people could suffer. So remember, when we deal with these, we want a giant if-then that links our evidence to our conclusion. So we want something that's going to say, if doing something would make people suffer unnecessarily, then it's wrong to do that thing. So now we look for something like that. Medical researchers should never engage in any behavior that they know will cause humans to suffer. This one is really close. I'll hold on to it. B, if the most important moral principle is to prevent human suffering, then it's wrong for medical researchers to keep their research confidential. Well, that's not really going to do it, because that's saying if the most important is, and that's something where we don't, that's not what we want. We already kind of have that. So it's an if then. Let's come back to this in just a minute. See, medical researchers should not keep information confidential if it is possible that sharing that would prevent some unnecessary human suffering. I really like that too. So I like both A and C. We'll come back to the difference in a moment. Medical researchers should always attempt to develop effective treatments as rapidly as they can while fulfilling their other moral obligations. Well, this is about the development, not about sharing their research. And then E, it is wrong for any company to ask its medical researchers. I already know this one is the wrong answer, because it's not about what's wrong for companies. It's wrong for medical researchers. Now, the difference between A and C is subtle, but A says medical researchers should never engage in any behavior that they know will cause humans to suffer. And part of the problem with this is just saying they should never engage in it doesn't necessarily say that it's wrong. But the bigger problem is that we don't know that it will cause humans to suffer. It's just saying, and thus humans may suffer unnecessarily. So that's kind of the problem. It doesn't say that they know that they will, it just says they may. And so then we look at C, and we've got a lot of those same problems corrected. Medical researchers should not keep it confidential if it is possible that sharing that information would prevent some unnecessary. So even though it still says they should not keep it, which is a little broader than what I wanted, it's better because it says if it is possible that sharing it may prevent some unnecessary suffering. So first off, it talks about the unnecessary suffering, and second, it deals with even if there's a possibility, which is what we have in the passage. And so therefore, C is our correct answer. Now, B is just confusing, but this one doesn't help because it's saying if this principle, the moral principle, is to prevent human suffering, then it would be wrong. We don't want to have to prove another principle by introducing this principle. So B would introduce another principle, which would then itself need to be confirmed. And so C is our best response.